That's right. Live in Pecks Not a Work Studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, comrades. Trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul. Sorry. John, did I say comrade? I apologize, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, free thinkers out there, free range chicken, comrades, if you desire, welcome back to the Perfection Auto Works studio, live, local, trusted news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Oh, I threw everything out of here. Sorry about that. I was cleaning the counter. I've got this OCD thing. I come in and I get my bleach thing and I start washing the counter, and I'm listening, and I'm dancing around. Let me start with this, ladies and gentlemen, just so we know where this is going to go. You guys get a little feeling of the trail I'm going to walk down. Isaiah 53:7, ladies and gentlemen, he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers are silent, so he did not open his mouth. Right out of the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Welcome back. Here I stand right in front of God, passing out swords and shields for those of you that desire, almost voluntarily, ladies and gentlemen, to fight against evil every time you can. The fight is right versus wrong, not right versus left. We have been led down a trail of lies every single day, ladies and gentlemen. And I get this simple fact. Charles goes into it. I will too. Your personal protection is your personal responsibility. This bag of meat and bones is mine. It's mine to protect. Everywhere in the Bible, it will tell you it's yours to protect and mine to protect. My personal protection is my personal responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Of course, to pull this off, ladies and gentlemen, I've got partners, I've got brothers from another mother to actually do this. Our live, local, organic mechanic at Perfection Auto Works, Mike and the crew and staff at Perfection Auto Works. You can check them out live at 1046 North Beverly. Wanted me to tech tip you up with tech tip number 959B. I think we did 959A about a year ago. 959B, ladies and gentlemen, the electrical system in the car can become a detriment to the car being able to work. Ask me how I know, ladies and gentlemen. Ask me how I know. If the thing doesn't make enough voltage, computerized thingamabobs in there cannot perform at their specific functional level. Kind of like the brain of a child that comes out of TUSD. If you don't have enough voltage going into the computerized thing goes crazy. And all of a sudden, the big red truck won't move. And it's real simple. It's a simple fix, ladies and gentlemen, when you get to Perfection Auto Works. It's part of the 26-point inspection when you get on the schedule. It's part of the fall trip check when you get on the schedule. How do you get on the schedule? Let's make it real simple, ladies and gentlemen. Call 323-8650. It's not that difficult. Talking about the basics, that's a basic idea. 323-8650. Honor, integrity, and strength are keywords at Perfection Auto Works. You can also check them out at Perfection Auto Works. Sorry about that. I have a little clapping there. You hear the clap, right? No mosquitoes. No, just clapping. Check them out at PerfectionAutoWorks.com. See hundreds of five-star reviews. Also brought to you by my better half, Danny, at BiomedLLC.org, providing a moral and ethical solution to shoulders, knees, ankles, elbows, fingers, wrists, and backs that are shot. I mean shot. Doing it right with amniotechnology from the human body to help solve the human body's problems when Humpty Dumpty comes off a 100-foot wall, plates and screws put Humpty Dumpty back together. The girl I love, the girl that's actually trying to keep me normal, and even though you're not going to keep me more normal, ladies and gentlemen, who would come in and start with anything in the Bible at 10:30 KBY, The Voice? I would say this guy, the crazy one, right? Find Danny at BiomedLLC.org, also brought to you by the guys right down the broken thoroughfare, the bombed-out Baghdad Highway, we call Dodge. Joe and Jimmy at Frontier Towing, again, providing a moral and ethical solution to when your car breaks down. Sorry about this. I'm like running dry today. I made the guys chili dogs. I had two chili dogs before I came down here, and they were like, They were on it. John gives thumbs up. Everybody gives thumbs up on this. Joe and Jimmy at Frontier Towing, providing a moral and ethical solution to what we don't want to happen at 10:30 KBY is your car broke down on the side of the road or somebody's smashing into you because they forgot they have to look out the window when they drive. What an idea, right? Common sense and logic when you're driving the 3,700-pound missile down the road. Please, ladies and gentlemen, tech tip of the day, look out the front window while you're doing that. Common sense and logic. I know. Not practiced on 1030 KBOA a lot until I come in here. Call Joe and Jimmy at 748-1100. Put it in the speed dial. If it does go bad, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I don't want it to go bad. I don't want those guys making money off you, and they don't either, and they'll admit it right in front of God. Also brought to you by my internet supplier of record, John, J-O-H-N, at Webhighway, W-E-B-H-I-W-A-Y.com, providing internet solutions to rural residents of Pima County, Pinal County, all the way up to Florence, shooting internet through the air in RF technology, which I don't know anything about that much, but it works, and it's high speed, and it's half the price of Cox. Yeah. Do I want you sending money to a corporation? Not particularly, ladies and gentlemen. Not particularly. John's a one-man band. You can find him with the Google or Alexa skill. You'd say John at webhighway.com. Alexa, no, let's not do that. Let's just pick up the phone and call him at 520-612-6125. And this one, ladies and gentlemen, is all about the mail today. This week. The mail. I went out and got the mail. Oh, boy. What a precious idea. I said it way back in the day. There was a congressman back in the day. You're not going to believe this. His name was Dreyfus. Congressman Dreyfus said simple things like, deliver the mail. Oh, I'm sorry. I got that wrong. Protect your shores, deliver the mail, and leave me alone. He was a congressman. You know what his name was? Joe Dreyfus. Joe used to be on the radio with me at 1030 KBOI. He followed me, called me names. He would sit behind the glass and make fun. But you know what? Congressman Joe Dreyfus said one time, protect the shores, deliver the mail, and leave me alone. What an idea. Well, I go out and I get my mail this week. Oh, what a great idea, you know? Well, I got two of these things in the mail. It was a, here's what they say. I'll get out and I'll take a break, and we'll break this down. And obviously, before I came in, ladies and gentlemen, I made all the guys lunch. I took every sharp object out of my bag and I put it in my locker. Because I can't do this with a knife, a firearm. I can't even have a pen in here. I'm basically allowed to have crayons, according to John Couch, so I don't hurt myself in here. This is what they said. This is how I opened it up, ladies and gentlemen. It has my name and my address, which you all know. You can Google this stuff. GTS, right? Google this stuff. It says, this is your 2019 property tax information sheet. Oh, this is dreamy, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is where government gives you a good old-fashioned, Massa. Massa, can I be sharecropper this week, Massa? Massa Chuckster? Can I be one of them picnickies living out on one of them sharecroppers again like the 1820s? They say provided as a courtesy. Oh, by Pima County. Let me read that one more time. So you see what I get in the mail and why sometimes people think I'm a little nutty. This is your 2019 property tax information sheet. Provided as a courtesy by Pima County. Okay, this is like driving down the road in your Honda Accord. You're just hoofing on down the road. And you're doing the speed limit. You don't do anything. And the light turns red. The light turns red. Sorry about that. That's a verb. Turns red. And you stop. All right. You're just sitting there. You know, maybe you're fooling with your radio, probably paying with your damn iPhone, watching Facebook or whatever happens. And all of a sudden, a guy comes up, you got your window down, and he puts a gun in your face and says, give me all your money. And you're like, oh, crap. I wasn't thinking that was going to happen. Reach in your pocket, and you're like me, you know, you're throwing cash. Here, leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone. Throw the money out the window. Just leave me alone. And the guy gives you a rose, puts it in your window, and said, oh, by the way, that's a courtesy for me stealing you friggin' blind. Brush Fires of Freedom, ladies and gentlemen, the one place we understand to keep me from going absolutely bat crap crazy, gotta have a good woman. I got one. Danny at Biomed LLC. Again, we got problems. Love my life, but it's all about the women out there. We'll be right back in 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Oh, so phased out. You know what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the faithless, they say on the lyrics. Live in Fex Not a Work Studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice stretches local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. All right, well, this is going to be a little unusual, ladies and gentlemen. I know, and the problem is, I went to a functional school where they taught me economics. There's the problem with all of it. If I'd have went, you know, if I'd have went to school 5 years ago and walked out of one of these, I'll do it for you, government mind laundries, government mind washing camps, I'd come out and go, oh, this is totally normal. Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, of course it's normal. I was going to start changing the whole show around and dip my toe back into the political thing and say, okay, we've got some people running that might make a change in Tucson. I was going to put my toe back in that pot. And I was thinking, okay, all right. You know what? You guys been telling me you got to run out there and vote, then you got to hope, then you got to cope, then you got to drink real hard after you see what happens. I was going to dip my toe in this, but you know what I want to tell you guys? I ain't dipping my toe into none of it anymore. Are we or are we not turning into a socialist country? That's how simple it is. My deal is, I want to crash this thing. I want to stop, flush the toilet, and go back to normal. Take me back to 1794, for goodness sakes, and get me back on the path to normal. Because this is what apparently what happens when you go and vote. I've got an amazing compare and contrast because I picked a little tiny house out in Utah. Go figure, right? I've got a way to compare and contrast this disaster. Apparently somebody voted for it. I'm not sure who did. Maybe it'd be 7902040 if you voted this upon me. This is what happened to me this year, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, there were people in the studio 15 times in the last 2 years. Oh, your property tax ain't going to go up in Pima County. Oh, no. They're going to remain level. Liar, liar, pants on fire. God, I wish you were hanging by a telephone wire. All right, here's what happened in 2019. In my primary house, ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing. A lot of people don't, I don't even know if everybody opens these things or if it just goes over in the burn pile, in the burn barrel. It gets put in the drawer. Oh, I don't know what my taxes are. Well, this is what they did to me. 2019 taxes. Pima County primary taxes, $1,076.45. Did it go up? Yep. Went up $33.29. I'm going to do it one more time. Somebody was in here and said, oh, no. No, your taxes are going to stay flat this year. Liar, liar, pants on fire. God, I wish you were hanging by a telephone wire. Oh, here we go. Now, this is brilliant, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know. Apparently, they don't have enough ink down at Pima County. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm probably taking a chance with my freedom here. It says school equal. Ladies and gentlemen, I took English in school. I know what it says. It says school equal. They charged me $122.89 for school equal. What the hell is that? What? Who? Okay, how many of you voted for this? How many of you ran down there to the church, filled out your stupid ballot, and it said on there, would you like a school equal on your property tax? And we're going to charge Sean $122.89 every year. Oh, no, wait a minute. Last year it was $121.53. Oh, it's gonna stay the same. Well, it only went up $1.36. What's that? Like a McDonald's ice cream or some? Well, it's just a cup of coffee, right? Now, this is classic, ladies and gentlemen. We don't spend enough money on education. That's why the kids are stupid. Oh, no, they're stupid because they go to government mind-washing camps. Tucson, oh, no, I'm sorry, TUSD, again, ladies and gentlemen, I moved the Pima County printing department. They got lots of printers. They got lots of envelope machines and lots of folders. I took them out of where they were, and I took them right downtown next to that giant $89 million courthouse. It's a full-blown printing shop. Apparently, they don't have enough ink down there to tell me TUSD, Maint, MAINT, and OPER. Well, can I figure it out? Yeah, maintenance and operation. What'd they charge me? This is just Sean. It's not my neighbor next door. I'm not my neighbor next door to my neighbor. No, Sean got to pay $733.75. For this? Oh, we're not. Sean, you're not funding education. Well, Sean, if you don't, it takes a community to raise a child. Oh, it takes a village, Sean. Come on, commie. Come on, we're all commies now. This is free. This is free market. Yeah, if I don't pay it, it's a free market. Yeah, when they auction my house off, woo! Mama. We're all commies now. Oh, TUSD adjacent ways. I don't know what that is, but anyway, it was zero this year. Last year it was $1.95. Woo! I got $1.95 off this year. All right. TUSD UNRES Capital. Last year it was $16.29. This year it's zero. I don't know what UNRES, I'm going to say either unreserved or I don't know. Let's just make crap up. Unreservationed, like Indians, right? Capital. Now, this is the fun one, ladies and gentlemen. Let me do two more, Milo. I'll get right to you. TUSD desegregation. Ladies and gentlemen, are you driving around and you're seeing whites only, blacks only, brown skins only, and you Indians over here on the reservation at TUSD? Do we have a segregation problem after Brown versus the Board of Education? Massa, can I have a little more of this whipping? $345.95. Last year it was $332.32. Now, only a $13.62 increase. Not that big a deal. That's like two Starbucks cups of coffee. Milo, how are you today? Have you read yours, or am I out of control today?
You're perfectly fine, Sean. I do appreciate you letting me on the air. This is Father Milo, poor parish priest from the east side.
Oh, and, Father Milo. Okay, yeah. Wait a minute. Okay, let me ask you one thing. Father Milo is a Catholic priest, correct?
Anglo-Catholic. Right.
Now, let me let you finish this segment out. In Isaiah 53:7, when it says he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth, he was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Milo, can I ask you something? When I read that, are you seeing what I mean by that?
Well, that's prophetic of our Savior. I mean, it was a perfect prophecy of our Savior right there. Very, very succinct, very concise. That was our Savior. In my interpretation.
Okay. I mean, and I use it in the studio. Now, I want to, as you probably heard me, you know, sometimes I dip around it. I go to the Templar code. My mother had a daycare, and it was real simple, you know, help the sick, feed the poor, and walk in the footsteps of Jesus if you can. You know, I mean, it doesn't take a catechism. It doesn't take, you know, this entire system of learning all this. But Milo, are you seeing, you're out there in the world. I met you, the last time I saw you, we were down at the State Veterans.
The Veterans Home.
We were down at State Veterans Home. We had a event down there.
Yeah, and I appreciate that very much. I just got back from the Veterans Home. I have a parishioner that I go over and take communion to on Sunday. That's how I really got to look like a show. It kind of coincides with, the shut-in visit. And, I really enjoyed last week. That was fantastic. What a great show. And I was going to call it last week. I think I told John at highway.net that I was going to call, but the problem is your program was so excellent last week, I didn't want to mess it up and call again.
Well, I'm glad you called, Father. Are you seeing, how long have you been in, and ladies and gentlemen, by the way, you guys all hear me, religion is good. There's other, you guys all know I'm from Utah. Everybody knows I was, my parents are all Catholic, and I'm the only Mormon in the family and whatever, because and people say that because I'm a prepper, you know, they use that as a whatever tool to categorize and numeralize me. Are you seeing in society, are you seeing what I talk about, a degradation of moral values brought about by schools and governments and the parents' lack of care for their children?
Absolutely, absolutely. And a perfect example of this, something you've spoken of in the past that I've heard, is a social credit system. I say a pox on the social credit system. I'm not going to be judged by the internet and fake history, fake personal history that may be out there for each one of us. I mean, we're redeemed. We don't have to have a social credit system. I refuse to have a social credit system govern me.
And unfortunately, Milo, Father, sorry about that. Forgive me, Father. I might have sinned, of course. It's most likely, we're looking at it in China, and there's an organization called HARPA, rhymes with DARPA, right? It might be coming here in that almost with the, of course, the internet got a big bite on us, and the big five corporations, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Facebook, U.S. government, they're all keeping track of us. And that's the social credit system right now, Father.
No doubt. But, you know, we've dealt with smaller versions of this before. We've had credit bureaus. Let's think about credit bureaus, for example. I mean, you pay for them to record bad things about you.
Brilliant.
I mean that's why? Yeah, why? I refuse to judge anybody by their credit score, by their social credit score. I mean, God's our judge, not internet. And so let's take it out of the cloud.
I'll take you right back to Axe, ladies and gentlemen. I got to take a break, Milo. We'll take you back to Axe. Bye. Take care, sir. God bless
take
you.
Care,
and
sir.
I appreciate
God
you
bless.
Calling, man. God bless you. Take you back to Axe 529. We must obey God rather than men. John's going to get us out, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm telling you what, the more and more of these things that get mailed to my house, the more and more I'm controlled, the more and more people want to put judgment on me that are in the halls of government, the more and more I want this to happen. John, get us out. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 45 seconds. That's right, live in the Bex.org studio. Trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. God, I'm ahead of myself right there. One of the greatest vocalists, greatest frontman ever in the history of mankind. Oh, let's see. Died 28 years ago, 5 days ago. That's Freddie Mercury, ladies and gentlemen. One of the great, watch Live Aid. You ever see a guy walk out and not control, ladies and gentlemen, get in front of, I don't know what was there, like 1.5 million people. He walks out and just runs the show. All right, back to where I was at. Let's just make sure we've got this right. Okay. Now, here's a fun one. I'm sure somebody voted for this. Woke up one day. And I open this thing, and it's like tea. First, we got desegregation, ladies and gentlemen. Out on my side of town, over in Pickaninny Acres out there. I know some of you live up here in Pliskin Acres. I live out in Pickaninny Acres, out where the sharecrop. Oh, Massa Chuck, can I be more sharecropping? Can I put my corn down and somebody come and give me? Just take all of it. Take all my corn, for God's sakes. Okay. Now, this one, somebody must have voted for this. TUSD, dropout prevention. Thank God I don't have a hammer. Good job, John. Thank you for taking all the sharp objects. Dropout prevention, although it's just a cup of coffee, $6.03 last year. The year before, it was zero. So apparently the year before we didn't have a dropout problem, and now a whole bunch of people went down and voted and came up with dropout prevention. It's only $6 on me. Now this is a tough one because it's Pima College PRI, like the pre-party in Mexico, right? Commies? Oh, no, wait, that's us, not them. Pima College PRI. Again, they don't have enough ink down at Pima County to print all this stuff out. Well, they sent it as a courtesy anyway, right? After they stole the money, they sent me a courtesy marker. Oh, can I sharecrop some more, Massa Chuck? Pima College PRI, $370.28. Now, last year it was $358.43, so it went up $11.85. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if we're all going to be commies, if we're all going to socialize all this crap on me and my friends that are actually productive, again, what are the two classes? Producers and leeches. Oh, sorry. Producers and non-producers. Which class are you in, ladies and gentlemen? If they're going to socialize Pima College on me for $370.28 a year, can I go down there and take a class for free? Well, it takes a village to raise a child. I don't have any anymore. They're all moved away. Don't live in this county. So if I'm paying for this, can I just go down there and take an, I don't know, an advanced gunsmithing class? Can I take an advanced knife-making class? Can I take an advanced self-defense class? Can I take an advanced please don't send me this friggin' property bill tax again class? The answer would be not just no, but heck no. If any of this, you know what, I'll leave that one alone. Okay, and then there are some people out there that tell me debt doesn't matter. We print $1 trillion a year in made up money to keep this $4.2 trillion federal budget going. Debt doesn't matter? Well, county bonds, SEC. I'll go ahead and do that. County bonds secondary. You know what those are? Those are debt payments, ladies and gentlemen. You know what they charged me last year? This is just me. $185.71. You know what they told us on the air, ladies and gentlemen? Almost each and every politician came in here and said, if we didn't vote for, I don't know what it was a couple years ago, this $850 billion disaster they were going to put on us. You know what? If you don't vote for that, it's going to go down. Well, what happened? What really happened? What's the real news, ladies and gentlemen? What's the real news? The real news is they screwed me. It went from $176.87 to $185.71. Not a big deal. $8.84. It's only a cup of mocha latte, chocolate, banana, frosty, non-cap latte, skinny milk. It's only one of those. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, people on the, I'm sorry, on the R side and on the D side came in and said, no, if you don't vote for that, if we don't pass these bonds, these are going to go down. We're going to start retiring debt. And you know what that is? A giant friggin' lie, which is why I don't want to do the left and right thing anymore. If they lie, call them out. If you're in the studio, oh, really, our taxes are going to go down. Liar, liar, pants on fire. I wish you were hanging by a telephone wire. All right, what else did they do? Oh, good God. This is debt also. Where does this come from, ladies and gentlemen? No, Sean, it doesn't matter. They can print all the money they want. We're $22.46 trillion in debt. None of it matters. You know what? You're probably right out there. If your mathematical scientific guys know that debt doesn't matter, you are correct. Debt doesn't matter. You're right. You got a home mortgage, it doesn't matter. You got debt on the car, it doesn't matter. You got a $30,000 credit card bill, you know what? You're right. Debt doesn't make a crap. You know what makes a crap? It's right here on my property tax bill. Clear as crystal, black and white. It says TUSDSCHDISTSEC. I will help you. TUSD School District Secondary. Secondary is called interest on debt. Did anybody vote for it? Can someone find 7902040? Can somebody tell me who voted for this commie crap? You guys boiling me like a frog. All I want to do is be left alone. Oh, but debt doesn't matter. Of course debt doesn't matter. It's the interest that'll kill you. And this is what they do. Oh, okay. Now, this is one that I'm, you know what? You guys know I'm okay with this one part of this entire thing. Joint technical education, except this is secondary. This is a debt payment. Last year it was $1,282. This year it's $1,346, which means apparently we're not retiring any debt. Well then... Why are a million taxpayers, not necessarily a million. There's a million residents of Pima County. I haven't done the math and told us how many of these property tax statements go out. But it would seem to me like if I've got a credit card and I pay it down a little bit every month, well, the payment goes down. Except none of these are going down. Now, this is one somebody else called a while ago. I didn't know about this either. I guess last year I was kind of stupid. I was a useful idiot, as Lennon would say. Central Arizona Water Second. It says SEC, but I'll go ahead and finish it out. Secondary. Last year, $35.88. This year, $37.68. Are interest rates going up? The answer is no. Then why do the debt service payments go up every year? What are we getting? I don't even get a pat on the butt for this. All right. Pima County FLD SEC. Last year, 85.49. This year, 89.76. That's only 427, John. That's just a cup of coffee. It's just a cup of coffee. But Library District. Again, I do believe in books. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen. Well, except that one Fahrenheit 451, 1984. I don't know. A Tale of Two Cities. None of that. And Library District, 144 this year, 132 last year. And the Fire District Assist, it says, Fire, D-I-S-T, Assist. It only went up 22 cents. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I live in the county. I don't have a fire district. Paul, how are you today, young man?
Hi.
Welcome to Brush Fires and Freedom.
I got time to for me to mention a couple of other things that that we didn't vote for.
Yeah, go ahead. You've been around longer than you are the patriarch of Brush Fires and Freedom, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, I don't vote here anymore, but I've got several children that live here. And I'll tell you one thing they didn't vote for is for their two little girls to come home from school every day telling their mother and father that they've only got 5 years to live or we're going to burn to death like going to hell. And they wake up at night crying because of what their teacher told them at school. And when my daughter calls the principal, he won't even take her call. And other than that, I can only mention that my other son that lives here had a problem with one of these fathers that you seem to be so enamored with. One of these fathers got him involved with a homosexual priest, and we've gotten completely away from the Catholic Church. I didn't vote for that either.
I understand. Now I personally know the guy that called, and I'm got to tread. I want to do a show about what happened in California when they moved that priest around like 35 times. The police didn't investigate. The state attorney general didn't investigate. This guy has a long and storied criminal past. I know what the Catholic Church has done. I know what power does. But I know this man personally. So I get it. I know what happened in Boston. I know what happened in Philadelphia. And I know what happened in the Central Valley of California, Paul. And I do agree, because I think those people should be put on a stake. Anybody touches a child, in my opinion, is fair game for the good old-fashioned way, like they used to do it in Moab. People would disappear and stuff like that. Sorry.
And our little children, how are they going to grow up being taught these things that they're only got 5 or 6 years to live? I mean, is that what we're paying these teachers to do?
I'm simple, Paul, and you know me. I'm very simplistic on education. I really do want them to read at, like, when they get out of school at a 12th grade level, not a 4th grade level. I would like them, when they get out of 12th grade, to do at least two levels of algebra. If you haven't been to plane geometry, trigonometry, and calc, you know what? Hey, it should be required 2 years of algebra. Be able to balance a checkbook. And again, now once you get to that, oh, golly gee, can they write? Can they write and read? Reading, writing, and arithmeticing. And then the schools take over this social justice warrioring thing. And I don't know where it happened. That's why I get so mad about socializing education, and each and every one of us gets to pay. And yet, you're right. I've heard the same horror stories when people try to call down to their local school. You can't even talk to anybody. And I'll tell you what my old man would have done. Stamped through the door, knocked the thing off the hinges, and walked in the guy's office, probably, unfortunately, may have pulled him over the counter and banged his head on the wall and said, that ain't going to happen in Moab, Utah. Of course, this is 1975. It's not now when people just put up with it and go, oh, well, I guess that's the best we can do. Oh, it's
yes, well, you're telling us the reason that people don't even vote for Republican Party here anymore, because Republicans don't have enough guts to walk across the street by themselves.
Well, I mean, I was going to say today, and I'm actually going to do it. I was going to say the lesser of two evils, and now I say the evil of two lessers. I mean, it's gotten that far, Paul. You've lived a long and storied life, and I'm one of these guys. You know, Eisenhower. Oh, I mean, can I have one back, please? Can I have Eisenhower for 1,000, Alex? Please, give me back Eisenhower. Give me back somebody that actually gets this thing. That we knew back in the time was honest, had integrity, and walked across the fields of Europe and actually saw it and then came back and told us the truth about it, in my opinion, Paul.
Well, thank God we've still got a few young men that are willing to stand up for their country, but I don't know how long we can depend on it. But anyway, thanks for your show.
No, thank you, Paul. I appreciate what you've done out there. As you guys know, Paul's a great man, and Paul's going to be the good. Paul's always going to be the good. He's not backing down, and I'm not backing down either. Is there one more on there? Can I take a break real quick? I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't be offended. It's Elton John twice in one day, but ladies and gentlemen, God love Texas, and God loves Elton John, one of the best singers of all time. That's right, live in the Perfection Auto Works studio, going back into the good old days, ladies and gentlemen. Texas love song and hail to the king, right? Massa, can I have some more? Mr. Stu, how are you today, young man?
Hello, am I on the air?
You're on the air, sir. How are you today? Thank you for calling 790-2040 with the crazy guy at Rough Rider of Freedom. Oh, can you turn your radio down, please, sir?
Sure, it's in the other room. I'll get further away.
All right.
I can reduce the whole property tax thing to one sentence if you'll allow me to refer to a quote from a fine old movie. You ready?
Go ahead.
If God had not meant them to be sheared, he would not have made them sheep.
Oh, I wish I was on YouTube right now. I just fell right to the floor, Stu. I just fell right to the floor. It's sheep.
Hey.
Sorry.
Have a good day. You're not a sheep.
Oh, no,
that's
sir.
That's a problem. That's why you're the square peg in a country of round holes. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, keep the faith. Ladies and gentlemen, before I get to you, Mark, I have to do this. I have to do this. And this is an unusual, it's called compare and contrast. I know I'm running to the end, but I'm going to compare and contrast because I actually got on the interweb. I know. I used DuckDuckGo, thank God. So nobody can track me, right? They have a little different model than Google.com. Here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. I actually know some people in Moab, Utah. They happen to be my parents. The crazy idea is, it is a very unusual deal in that the house I grew up in, the one I grew up and graduated in, that they live in right now, that I've been to, I don't know, 3-4 times in the last 5 years, their house is worth $381,000, according to Zillow, $212. Now, and I'm not bragging, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not bragging. My house, it's kind of crazy, happens to be worth $379,390, a difference of, if we do our math, approximately $2,000. Now, if you went to TUSD, that would be 2000. That's 2,000. All right, well, let's compare and contrast before I get to Mark. And I'm sorry, Mark, I don't like to make you wait, you know that. But just so we can compare and contrast, ladies and gentlemen, and people, apparently, if you haven't been to Moab, their schools are still pretty functional. Not perfect, ladies and gentlemen, but I went to school there. I came out okay. I'm not a commie. They're not the same as they were, but they're functional. Their roads are functional. Their flood control is functional. They have a working police department. They have a sheriff department that doesn't, you know, beat people up and steal or do whatever. They have a normal town. Here's what I paid this year. That'd be SUM, if that's like plus, equals sum if you went to TUSD. The sum of my taxes this year were $3,247. If I lived in Moab in the same value of house, although it's not as big as mine, I would have paid $1,298. Last year, it was $3,152. Had I lived there last year, now, in Utah, their taxes went down. Last year, they paid $1,345. The year before, it was $1,331. At my house, it was $3,003. In 2015, they paid $1,110. In 2015, I paid $2,787. Now, basically, what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is we're getting stolen blind. Now, you can use the term, oh, it's a small town. They don't, you know what they don't have? They don't have somebody making $400,000 a year at the county administrator's office. Two assistants over here making $240 a year. And then a whole field of useless idiots out there stealing you blind. And you know what they don't have? They don't have Lenin running the county. Stalin, I'll do it. Khrushchev. They don't have those people running the county council up there. It's not going to go that way. It could be a little bit democratic, but the people, old-timers in Moab, are not putting up with this crap. And again, how do two homes that are exactly within, like, less than 1% in value, how do they pay $1,298 in Moab, and I pay $3,247 here? Mark, welcome to Brush Buyers of Freedom. I'm sorry to make you wait, sir.
That's great. You're always better than me.
That's okay. No, I had to get that in. I mean, big research, right? I actually look at tax bills. Yep. Sorry about that.
So, I have that last caller had that was a great line from Magnificent Seven. If God had not wanted them to be sheared, then he would not have made them sheep, whatever, however it goes.
From
Magnificent Seven. Yeah, right. If God did not want them sheared, he would not have made them sheep. And so we do not want to be sheep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. I was just looking at my Isaiah.
Yeah, I do have a solution for that dropout prevention.
Number one solution to TUSD dropout. Ladies and gentlemen, you might want to get a Ticonderoga number 2 and a clean piece of scrap paper. Take notes. Mark's got a great idea. Go ahead, Mark.
Yep. Number one is, do not send your kids to a TUSD school.
Thank you.
Have a possibility of dropping out of TUSD. If you send them there, they have a high chance of dropping out. If they go to Tucson High, they're going to be over 45% chance of dropping out. Though that's the rate anyway.
At Tucson High.
Tucson High. Everybody thinks that's such a great school. It's a garbage school. Do not send your kids to Tucson Tucson High Magnet School. Do not send them there.
Wow.
The administration needs to be fired.
You've come over on my side. I mean, you've been in education long enough to know. I mean, you kind of dance around the thing, and I know it. I mean, it drives some of the people in the audience crazy. When I say government mind laundry, I mean, where did it go wrong? Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm with Paul on this. I mean, kids coming home talking about, okay, wait a minute. Which class, Mark, in TUSD, I don't know, in that handbook that you probably had, which class do you teach socialjusticewarrior.com? Which class is that?
Okay, that depends on the teacher. So if the teacher is a social justice warrior type, they're going to be taught social justice warriorship. And
hold on, Mark. Warriorship, SHIP. Just so you guys know, warriorship. There was no swearing there. Sorry about that, Mark. Got to keep my FCC rules and stuff.
Yep. Ends in P as in pollution.
Yes. Pip. Ship. Warriorship is a trait, ladies and gentlemen. That is a, I don't know. Well, I'm going to mess on that. It's a verb. Warriorship, I believe, right? Whoops. All right, go ahead. Sorry about that.
I don't know. Anyway, the number two thing to do, if your kid is in TUSD, if they are not reading at their appropriate grade level, if they are not doing math at their appropriate grade level, if they are not writing at their appropriate grade level, and this is by the time, you know, they're in fourth grade and seventh grade and what eighth grade and into high school, they are probably going to drop out. They have no reason to be there. If they can't read, write, understand what they're reading, comprehension, and can't do basic math, cannot multiply, divide, add, and subtract positive and negative single-digit numbers. That means numbers between 0 and 9.
Do they even know what base 10 is when they go in there, or base 2? I mean, that's like fourth and fifth grade to me and you, Mark. Well, it's actually, that's third grade, base 10, when they taught us
You learned base 10 before we went to school.
You are correct. Because we had 10 fingers, ladies and gentlemen, and 10 toes. Sean's like, oh, no. Sean's going into the anatomy thing again. I got 1 minute, Mark.
We learned how to count by twos and cut things in half and double things. Probably before we went to school, I'm thinking.
Oh, I absolutely guarantee you. Before I walked into first grade in Salt Lake City, or actually kindergarten, sorry about that, I knew how to read the newspaper, Mark. There's the music, my friend.
A full third of the high school students going into ninth grade do not know how to do that.
Oh, my God. And I was talking about kindergarten, not ninth grade, ladies and gentlemen. As you go out in the world, don't hit, don't steal. Don't ask somebody else to pay for your stuff. That's an ideal thing. Practice the golden rule. Love thy neighbor as thyself, right? And look at your property tax and ask me. Talk to me. Tell me if we voted for this or if we just voted everybody out and changed it all, would it go away? Would it go down? Or are we on a path to crash this train? We'll see you next week at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned. Maurice is coming in with Hammer Time. After that, Jeff Prather on Prather Point. We'll see you next week. Thanks, guys.